you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I went online to become a private detective. It was a private detective school online, and I paid online. I never heard from them again. I thought to myself, I either got ripped off, or this is my first case. This is a journalistic podcast, Shannon. We vaccinate our listeners with answers. And I'm going to keep lip-syncing the important questions until TikTok gives me a show. Shannon, how can the moon landing be real if the moon itself is fake?
It's not true, Mike.
Oh, isn't it true, Shannon? You're fake. You're a hologram.
1 in 5 New Yorkers are food insecure. What's your solution for that, Mike?
Fortune cookie. Because that's food and advice at the same time. Shannon, at least have the decency to backstab me, okay? You stab me in the front every time. Some fans can't watch the podcast because they're triggered by our sexuality. And message to those fans, we will leak a sex tape right into your mouth.
This is Mike Vecchione Investigates.
And you're not better than me. Welcome to Mike Vecchione Investigates, everybody. Breaking news, we're under fire. This podcast is under fire, not only from Omicron, which seems to be spreading terribly through the Gas Digital Studios. There's no one here. And it's not because everybody's at Skankfest doing drugs, which is normal. Nobody is here, I think, because of the distancing laws, the real-ass distancing laws. And I think it's just a vacant studio now with me and two female producers, both who want to be astronauts. And we don't know if they can be, because can women be astronauts? According to Super Bowl commercials, they can. But what about reality? We're under attack. We're under attack. And if you're at home and you're listening to this podcast to relax, you've chosen the wrong podcast. Go on Dave Smith's and get cheered up by the economy crashing or, the liberals doing what they're doing. But don't listen to this one, because we're under attack on many fronts. One, Omicron is attacking everyone. I was on my flight and I used an N15. Is that the right mask? The one you're supposed to be using, Shannon? The
N35? N95.
The N95. I'm sorry. I was 60 short of what I should have been. It's the N95. It's the N95, and I used it, and I was like, oh, why is this the mask you have to use? Is there some different material in the front of the mask? And the answer is no. It's because it welds itself into your face so that you can't breathe at all. So thanks, N95 people. Oh, you don't have COVID, but you can't breathe. Thank you. I have a permanent mark across my nose, which is already pretty big, and my mouth because of the double strap that I have on. It's a sports bra for your face. It's irrelevant whether you have COVID at that point. You have to go in for reconstructive face surgery because the N95s stick to your face. It's welded into your... That's not all. If that were all, I would be doing jumping jacks right now. I was hacked on Christmas Eve. My Instagram was hacked, where I put all my beautiful pictures. And it was hacked by evil, and I want to say Russian. And if you're out there and you're Russian and you feel singled out, good, because your dirty, filthy people hacked me. I believe it was you or something, one of the Eastern Bloc countries. One of you guys, one of the countries that got away but is still getting bullied by Russia, feels the need to come after me. And it's just enough. They hacked me Christmas Eve, and then I tried to call anybody I knew who knew technology. And guess what, Shannon? They don't want to be bothered on Christmas Eve. They're trying to spend time with their families. And the hacker knew this. The godless hacker knew this. I took my mother to Christmas Eve Mass, and then we had a nice dinner at Dominic's, even though the waiter was a little out of his mind. I should have known that was a bad sign. I go, hey, he introduced himself, and he goes, hey, Dan, he goes, his name is Dan, he goes, hey, anything you need, I'm a people person, but you know what, I had to cut a lot of people off this year, and then he goes and gets us drinks. He would be like that. He's like, I'm a people person. Couldn't be an accountant, but a lot of people try to take advantage, and I cut those people off.
No.
I'm like, all right, Christmas Eve, trying to spend it with my mom. Anything? So I go, Danny, can we get some more napkins? He doesn't acknowledge me. He's talking to Patricia or something else. And then he takes the napkins and puts them on the table, and he goes, I heard you. I'm always aware what's going on. It's like the no-look pass of waiting tables. So I listen to that guy, and then he goes, okay, we get the check, and I pay with cash, you know, and because who knows what's going on with my accounts. My Instagram got hacked. I go to pay. I pay with a $100 bill. Shannon, are you guys moist in there?
Yes, both of us.
Okay, I paid with a $100 bill, and he goes, look, there's nobody in the place. He goes, it's the line backed up at the bar. What do you want back? Otherwise, I can wait. Like, it's going to be like a whole, it's going to be 5 minutes. I go, just give me $35 back. And he goes, already had it in my hand. Already had it in my hand. Wow. 35. What do you think? I go, what do I think? I think it's a Christmas miracle. And I grab my mom's hand. A Christmas miracle. And so when I got home, that's when I knew I clicked on a fishing. People did fishing bait, fishing. People were fishing for my Instagram passwords, and they tricked me, and I'm not that easy to get tricked. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I don't fall into things.
We go through your junk email all the time.
Email all the time, and there's a lot of good stuff in there with floodlights and other things that aren't necessarily applicable to me, but are great products, and we try to give them shout outs here. But this one, there was a problem with my account. I logged on, and then the guy immediately was like, you've been hacked. And then he hit me up on WhatsApp, and he was threatening me. He said, I have your account, give me money and you can have it back. And then later that night at 5 a.m, he texted me, can I get some cooperation? And it's like, that guy was acting like I was the problem. He was right, and I wasn't cooperating with him. And that's what hurts the most, Shannon, when a hacker turns into a victim. He's making himself the victim. And then he's blaming me for not cooperating with him. He really turned the tables.
He must be a millennial.
He must be in a loveless marriage. That withstanding, we got a wonderful guest today, guys. And I hope that he came in, and he's always such a pleasant guy. And I see him around the Gas Digital Studios. He's always popping, always full of energy. He's a fantastic comic. And I'm happy to have him on the show. Robbie Bernstein is here. Robbie.
Very sweet introduction.
Thank you for coming, man.
I'm sorry your Christmas was so bad.
Christmas was ruined. And I'm not blaming Judaism, but all the suspects are out there. Judaism, all you Kwanzas out there. And then, of course, the atheists who are always seem to be bitter and come around during Christmas, but maybe not really.
Yeah, a Christmas observer wouldn't have the time for this kind of an operation.
No.
He would have been with his family.
Right. And this person wasn't with their family.
So. Probably don't even have a family. That might be your first clue.
Yeah. He doesn't have a family.
Doesn't have a family.
Right. You know, it's interesting, Robbie. I don't know if you make it to church with a name like Bernstein. I was at church with my mother Christmas Eve, the church where I grew up in Florida. I was there when I was 10 holding my mother's hand. And 40 years later, we're in the same spot holding my... There's something very touching about that. Even for those of you who don't believe in God are going to spend eternity in hell, you have to admit there's something very beautiful about that. And just from a memory standpoint, nostalgia, which is a word that we use here sometimes, Shannon,
could be
the word of the day.
You're fulfilled by standing in the same spot with your mom once a year.
40 years later, because when I was 10, you know, now I'm 49 and I'm standing with my mother, the same spot. Isn't that something, there's something very moving about that, Robbie, or is that just me?
I think it's like an OCD thing where it feels good that year on the same day you stand in the same spot with your mom. And you're like, this is nice. I feel whole because I always do this at the same time. It's the ritual.
It is a ritual, and there's something to be said for that. And for those of you out there, it's like, well, we're creating our own rituals. It's like, no, you're not. Rituals take time over years. You're not creating your own rituals in 1 year. You're delusional, and you're probably a hacker.
What kind of food do they have at church? Like, when I was a synagogue guy, there was a lot of food going on. There was scotch. There was food. It was a good time.
Is there a lot of food at synagogue?
There was a lot of food.
I know there's a lot of food. I had my first Seder last year.
Oh, a lot of food at the Seder.
Tribe? couple of the tribe invited me over, and we had, there's a little story behind every meal. I just wanted to eat it, but they had to tell a little story behind every meal. I go to eat it. They're like, wait, this is about the desert. Oh, brace yourself for this story about searching for stuff. And then it's like, all right, can we eat the little bit of fish on a cracker?
Seder's the worst. You're an asshole of a Jew if you're inviting a non-Jew to a Seder. Because it's not fun.
I did want to experience it, though.
Why?
I like the storytelling. Because I like the storytelling. I like tradition.
Okay.
You know, I like the tradition.
But it's not a good story. Like, I could get behind a good story.
A good story?
What, the Passover story?
Yeah. The Passover's pretty interesting.
All right,
what
do you like?
The king was going to kill everybody? I mean, there's everything in that. There's love. There's romance. There's murder. He was gonna kill everybody. Herod, I believe his name was.
That's a totally different king. But that's okay.
Was it Herod?
Nah, Herod came way later. That was the guy who killed the Jews on Masada, I think.
Wow.
That's like post-Temples. Masada. But that's okay. You were on board with a different king.
Masada like hummus?
That's where they invented hummus.
I get mixed up with the food and the names of the kings.
I would love to hear your version of the Passover story. I bet that one would be a good story.
Blood on the doors. The king was going to kill all the firstborn children.
And so they just threw their tampons up.
I don't know if they had them. They threw the tampons up.
You can recognize Jewish blood versus Egyptian blood in vaginas. It's very recognizable.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that come from a medical place?
Yes.
Okay.
I've done my research on vagina blood.
Just in your personal life?
No, it's mostly from the... I don't see that many vaginas on a day-to-day basis to establish these kind of things. That took real lab research.
Day-to-day vagina is, I think, a segment that we should have here on the show. Day-to-day vagina. How's your day-to-day vagina?
Well, I feel like that would be indicative of your entire mood. Wait, is that a bad word?
Indicative. Indicative is a word that we could look up, Shannon, because our fans are sometimes, our fans are not that bright. They could never hack anybody. I know it was none of our fans.
Well, the second part of the sentence was going to be about vagina, so they can follow that part.
Yes.
And what I was getting at is if you're getting a lot of vagina, you're probably in a really good mood.
Yeah.
They correlate, right? So once you're reporting on the vagina, you don't even have to report on much of that. Like, you can be homeless, but if you're getting new vagina every day, you're probably in a good mood.
Okay, what you're saying is really good, Robbie, but a lot of our fans get stopped on words. Correlate means related to. They get stopped sometimes. So you probably had them up to, you said correlate, and they were like spinning in their chair. Like, what is this? Who is this guy?
I'll just simplify. Vagina good. That's
vagina
all I'm
good.
Trying to say.
Vagina good. Vagina good. And day-to-day vagina.
Yeah, and Instagram hacking bad.
Instagram hacking is very bad.
So
and if you do that, I mean, I don't know what's going on in your own life. And then you WhatsApp somebody to see how they're doing, and then you're like, oh, give me some money, and this can all get solved.
Have you tried calling Eric? He murdered a lot of people in Iraq. He might be willing to take this on.
Really?
Yeah, you don't remember Eric? He was the Rambo of Iraq. Worked here for a while.
Oh, yeah, I know Eric.
Yeah, dude, that guy.
Did he murder? He murdered people?
Do you know how many kills that guy's got? Dude, he'll get on this.
I thought there was something in his eyes.
Oh, he'll get on this for you.
Eric killed a lot of people.
You need this guy to respond to that guy.
Eric
and go,
used to do my Instagram.
Yeah, you want to be, hey, man, you want to talk about cooperation, and then I'll make you cooperate.
I just don't know what this is. Now I have to go through a heap of paperwork. I said it before. It's like getting citizenship in this country, going through notarization. I have to notarize it, notarize this. And now no one, what's the current state that fans are probably wondering what's currently going on? No one can find my account now. I don't know if Facebook took it down. I don't know if the hacker has it and is now putting knives in my pictures just to show me that they're serious. You know, because the last one I put up, Shannon, was me as a little boy.
Aww.
And they probably took that picture hostage.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. What's
all
happening?
Of a sudden, all your pictures are NFTs. You got to buy it back from this guy.
What's NFT?
It is a non-fungible token, but it's boring. If your fans don't even want to follow correlation and pussy, they don't want to hear about NFTs.
We got links to blockchain information. Is that real?
What, the blockchain?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
I got myself some Bitcoin. I love it.
You got yourself some Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I thought that's what Omicron was, a kind of Bitcoin. That you could... easily transferable. That's for white people, I say. It could be Bitcoin. And for black people, I was like, I thought that was the fifth day of Kwanzaa. Omicron. Those are the two jokes I have. Still writing. You can't take that away from me, hacker. You can't take away my brain. I'm still writing, and you didn't hack my Twitter, and I will keep tweeting and retweeting that.
So can you walk me through Instagram? Not very helpful. What's incredible about these tech companies is their products are free, so you can only get so mad at them for not having HR departments.
I buy ads, though. When I go on the road, you're a customer. I do buy ads. And I asked that I had to go through the Facebook business department in order to get anybody to respond to me. And so I did that. And then they sent me an email, which they should have known. If you're sending me an email and I'm responding to it,
that should be enough.
That should be enough, right? Or I sent my license.
Who do you think disrespects you more, Instagram or the guy who hacked you?
Well, Instagram is put into a spot where they need all these checks and balances. I understand that. But it's like...
You think you could just get on a video call with them?
Can you say, yeah,
like,
help me.
All right, if you're
chatting with me, yeah. You can get on. You're right. Dude, you can get on a video.
They've got facial recognition.
Facial recognition,
software.
Robbie.
They know your location at every single time. They know exactly who you are.
They're playing dumb.
They know facial recognition. They know who the real Mike Vecchione is.
Who doesn't?
They know where you live.
Right.
They know when you have sex.
Right.
They know when you're thinking about men. They know everything.
I mean, everybody knows when I have sex and think about men. I do it both at the same time. Thinking straight today, Shannon, and you tricked me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
Robbie,
to walk
and
you
led
into
me
that.
Right into that.
I didn't mean
you
to.
You walked me into that.
I apologize.
You knew I was struggling mentally, and
yes.
From your superior abilities and your diplomatic way that you have with people, you tricked me.
I apologize.
I apologize to the fans for that.
I apologize, fans. I knew that Mike came in here distressed. I don't know if you know what that word means. It means on edge. It means rattled by Jews. That's usually what happens when you engage with Jews and they steal things from you, and that's the way he's feeling right now, and I apologize for... tricking him into admitting he was gay because I don't actually think Mike is gay.
I do think about men sometimes, but that's not necessarily gay. But I have been thinking about them. Men who are trying to get into my Instagram. And it could have been a woman. Shannon, you're not off the hook. And Robbie, you know, just that kind of intelligence. I wrote something down here and I'm going to say it out loud now. What's your URL? It could have been you who hacked me.
I wouldn't do that to you.
You
Mike.
Wouldn't do it to me.
I would
put me
I
through.
Would.
Send me a kind message.
Not on
I
would have
just given you money. You don't have to do this.
I wouldn't do that to people on Christmas. I mean, on another day of the week, maybe. But on,
do you
on
have
Christmas,
respect for Christmas?
Oh, I got the most respect.
Do
for
you
Christmas.
Really,
dude?
Be honest.
I get out there with lights. I knock on people's doors. I sing holiday cheer.
What are you singing?
Christmas Tree. That's the one I like.
Oh, that's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah. And I ring the candles.
Yeah.
I try and find some local neighborhood kids so I get a chance to hang out with them.
I heard that about you.
Yeah.
I said I heard that about you, that you like to hang out with local neighborhood kids.
That was very aggressive.
This hacker really is, he's got you rattled.
He's got me rattled. Shannon, do you have the Liam Neeson thing played up, please? Because I've been thinking about Liam Neeson the entire time this happened. Once I got threatened, I started thinking about Liam Neeson.
I don't yet.
Is it a copyright infringement? Maybe we'll get hacked for that.
I do. I have it's a the 1 minute speech. Do you want to?
Yeah,
hear
but
it?
Is it going to be able to be played?
I think it's okay. I think okay. It'll be all right. Okay, here you go.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
Replace daughter with Instagram.
I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Okay, I think that there's something to be said for dramatic pauses. I love the dramatic pauses that he had, especially before I will find you and I will kill you. And the dramatic pause is really what makes it for me. And I've been doing that in my head for the last 72 hours.
Threatening to kill this guy, but with dramatic pauses.
Threatening to kill with dramatic pauses because he took my baby from me. I don't have children, honey. And that Instagram is my baby. I check on it like a baby, you know, every 2 to 3 minutes because I'm addicted. And now it's gone. As of right now, the status is right now gone. All of my pictures are gone. All of my fucking followers are gone. And I'm freaking out. But Liam Neeson offers me... he's like the Jesus of...
revenge?
Of victims, of hostage victims. But I would also accept revenge. Has anything ever happened like this to you? Can we be relatable for a second for the fans?
I would love to bond with you over this.
But you've never been stupid enough to get sucked into a fishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, not what you did with your grandpop. All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about our friends over at rockauto.com. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, will still charge you for storefront markups. At RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed as their pricing is already that good. When you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Mike Vecchione Investigates. rockauto.com. All right, guys, let's get back into it.
How'd they fish you? What was the trick?
It's just you're gonna reopen a wound.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's gonna be really hurtful, and somebody else might try it, and I might get tricked again. I'm not beyond.
But then
maybe
you can pay it forward to educate all the people out there.
I will never
who
pay.
Might also be as old and foolish as you are and unaware of technology. That this is the moment where you can help those individuals out.
You're gonna
leave them on Christmas wondering how you got scammed.
Let me stop you at pay it forward. I will never pay. I will never pay. And I know you pay it forward is like a good thing, like Mr. Holland's Opus. Is that the movie they used it in? Or maybe it was the movie Pay It Forward.
It was like a link for free cheese, more wrestling supplies, a free workout at your gym.
I just want to fight this guy at Skankfest next year. I just want to fight him in a ring. And then I can have different fighters protecting me. And then they could come, and then they get knocked down, and then I could fight them only if they get past the first wave of my malware fighters.
That could be a lucrative payday for this guy.
Lucrative. It could be lucrative, which means a lot of money. Lucrative is wealth. It's a wealth term that we use here. Fans need to be talked to and explained this stuff. You know, no one out there would hack me. They don't have the skills. They could barely tie their shoes.
So you're putting out the call next Skankfest. If this guy wants to make his money, he should show up. He'll fight you in the ring, and we'll line up a sponsor.
Right.
Because I'm going to market this somehow. We're going to make some money off this thing. And if he manages to, you're a wrestler, right?
Right. But I mean, instead of just having a straight match at Skankfest, there always has to be some kind of a game involved in it. So
I think you in a singlet would be a draw alone.
I think it would be too. I mean,
thighs. You got the whole thing going on.
I'll do whatever it takes to draw at this point. I wear a dress, which is powerful now. Robbie, I know I don't have the numbers here on this podcast. You and the other marketers probably sit around laughing.
No, you're killing it, dude.
You probably laugh at us here. And Shannon and I, and to a lesser extent, but still in it, Natalie, work very hard on this podcast. And two women who may or may not be astronauts, no one knows. They have the ability to, according to Super Bowl commercials. But we do reach some people, and I'm going to read a letter right now. And since podcasting is reactions to things now, I would like to see your reaction to this.
Do you want to give me like direction beforehand?
No. It's got to be a natural,
but
overemphasized reaction.
Okay, because I'm a little autistic. I'm not great on reactions.
That'll only
speaking.
Help our numbers.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, you're on a spectrum?
I did some spectrum.
There's
with colors.
Spectrum is a term that we use now when we talk about the disabled, except people who can't manage their own Instagram accounts and get hacked. Apparently, we don't feel sorry for them at all. We just urinate all over them and let them flounder around the streets. But this is a great letter.
Have you thought about
news.
That maybe you stood in the wrong spot
in.
With your mom? That maybe you were a little off, and that's why this happened
I actually
to you?
Do believe in that kind of energy. My energy was the wrong way. You know, when I was standing in church, Robbie, not to break one thing into another, maybe I was standing in the wrong place.
We
got to
go back in time. You got to stand in the right spot. That's a 40-year tradition.
I don't have a hot tub time machine. I'm very sorry. But, Robbie, let me tell you this. I was in church. We were in the front row. First of all, you had to make reservations to go to church because of
there
the
that many people
social distancing.
Go. Or maybe
it's packed every Christmas.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Packed. Yeah, you don't know. You're a chosen, so you don't get it. But it's packed every Christmas. We sell out on Easter. We sell out on Christmas.
You still didn't tell me any food there? Anything at all?
Yeah, it's a wafer.
That's
it's
it?
Jesus. It's the body and blood of Christ.
Do you get in trouble if you eat a lot of them? Like if you're a fat kid?
You can't
can
go back for a sec. You can't go back for a sec.
Oh, it doesn't like get passed around
no,
a room?
No, it doesn't get passed around a room, Robbie.
I'm asking. I don't
I
know.
I mean, I'm getting offended.
I don't know the way the church works.
Okay, well, you wait in line.
Are they tasty wafers?
They're bland.
Mm, sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible, but what it represents is Jesus Christ, who you guys know.
Right.
One of yours.
I mean, we killed him.
One of yours. You guys complained we killed him. Romans.
Right. But that's what
we'll
we're
take
really
the blame
good
on
at,
that one.
Is the complaining part.
You
so we did
complained.
Our part. Yeah, we
you
stepped
did your
up.
Part,
we did what we were
supposed
to do.
And then we did what we had to do, which was kill the Son of God, which is the Romans. It's their fault.
But now you get to live sin-free. So, you know, it's a happy story. And you get to eat tasteless wafers. Why can't the wafer taste good? I mean, you're already there. You're eating wafers.
It's
why not give you a tasty wafer?
It's not supposed to be spicy, though. It's not supposed to be spicy. I think it's how to live a good life, you know? You don't live a good life. Isn't all this spices and sour cream and onions and barbecued. It's just like this. It's no matter what happens.
I'm such a fan. I thought like wafer cookie. That's what I was thinking. Like a
chocolate
wafer.
It's more of a cracker. I've never actually seen anything like it's unleavened.
It's like matzah. It's like
it's kind of like matzah.
Passover bread.
Let me relate it to something else Jewish. It's kind of like matzah. It's kind of like getting a refund. Sorry. All right. Well, I'm sorry I'm off today. Sue me. In Instagram court, which apparently exists. Dear sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just showing this so Robbie can see what they look like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't... I mean, that
almost... I'll take you to church.
I'll go to church with you.
Would that be a nice field trip for you?
Can we... I'd love to go to
like... Go to church, take you to church, come back, and we'll report on it.
Okay, can I bring my own snacks? Because apparently there's no snacks at church.
Come on, this is not a snack. It's a symbolic.
Is there good tunes? Like, I'd like to go to like one of those real like gospel-y...
You can sing. That's a black church. We're white.
Can we go to black church together?
I would go to black church.
Okay, I'm down.
I would love to go to black church.
Can you teach me some hymns beforehand?
You would have to soften that look up a little bit because you look like a shooter.
I can shave down my nose.
Shave it down. Shave it down. We'll have to go in like this because we're out of place. But the black church is like, I don't think, first of all, I don't have that kind of time. I think they go to church from like all day. And I don't know if I have a purple suit.
I think as long as you show up with chicken, you're okay. Is that
chicken?
The way it works?
No. Come on. That's low. Robbie, let's go here. Okay, let me get to this letter. All right. Dear sir. Because I know that, let me go back into what you were saying. You and the other guys probably yuck it up about our numbers. Our numbers are not good. And I'll tell you something right now. You guys need to tell a friend, or we're going to be a short time on the Gas Digital Network. They have a short fuse with us. They've always given us a lot of leeway. But I think in 2022, we might be off the air. So tell a friend.
Hey, maybe this Instagram guy is a good marketer. Maybe he's just going to start plugging.
Is that the thing that could blow me up?
It could happen. Maybe he starts just sending out the right tweets at the right time or the right Instagrams.
Maybe he takes control of it and my numbers go up?
Yeah, could happen.
Maybe he could take control of this podcast, Shannon. And you and Natalie could reach out to him, and then Natalie could date him, and that could be her husband. Hacker husband? Sounds like a Lifetime movie. Hacker husband. Dear sir, this is a real letter coming from Tampa. So for those of you going, oh, this is fake, it's not fake. It's real. So shut up. Shut your mouth. We don't say shut up here. Shannon, edit that. Just beep over it. No, because then it looks like we said something racial. Just cut it out, Shannon. Time stamp it. Dear sir, MBI has been a life-changing experience for me. This is a real letter I'm reading, Robbie. I know what you guys say about us in the break room. I have learned so much from you and know that I am getting better as a result. See, Shannon, the way I talk to people helps. I look forward to decades, that's ambitious, of your continued wisdom and guidance. I have included an original piece of artwork for you for your pleasure. Please feel free to do with it as you see fit. If you were to use it for promotional materials or on merchandise, rest assured that I will not sue you. And they spelled Sue, S-U-E, like a woman's name.
Is that not the right way?
I think so.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think so. Weren't you a lawyer, buddy?
That's the right way to do it?
Sue?
What do you think,
yeah.
It's S-E-W?
That's so.
I thought it was $UE. Money cannot buy what you provide your listeners. You are a national treasure. I'm going to show you this afterwards because I can see that you're not believing me, Riley.
I believe it.
You are a national treasure. Signed, not better than you, Roe v. Wade.
Wow.
Roe v. spelled R-O-V-E-Y-W-A-D-E, Roe v. Wade. And here's the picture. I'm going to hold it up. Okay?
I think
this person gets it. This person gets it. There's a coffee, and there's us. We're not. You're not better than me.
It looks like...
Still waiting for the merch!
It looks like Eddie Murphy is playing you in that picture.
That's really funny, Robbie. That's a good one. That almost makes up for your chicken comment, which is probably going to get you canceled if we leave it in. Something big happens for you down the way. That clip is going to get taken out of context because we were actually talking about going to a black church. And for those of you taking things out of context, you're no better than the hackers of the world, who are, I'm sure, from the Eastern Bloc. Everybody with that Eastern accent now, that Russian bloc, you know, there's a service to hack the hacker.
Ooh. Unless that ends up just being another hack where they get deeper into your shit.
Yeah. It can't be you can't trust them if the guy says, I'm going to hack the hacker.
How does he go about it? What was the pitch?
He tricked me. I don't want to go into it because I don't want to give this guy credit, but he tricked me badly. And it was a phishing scam. PH, which I didn't know was a thing. But I went to my people, and my people were celebrating Christmas Eve. But fortunately, I know some Chosens, and they weren't celebrating Christmas Eve, but they were not happy to get a phone call from me. But they did the right thing and helped me. And now, hopefully, I'm coming out the other side of it. Or my account might be canceled.
If you threaten me with exposing my DMs, you can have all my Bitcoin. You
kidding? Really?
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? That's a treasure trove of you being in trouble.
I've got nothing in there.
Oh, I'm hitting on everybody.
No. Oh, that's right. He has access to all of my messages.
Who knows? Maybe he'll get the account back, and he was out there being a creep, and you got so much pussy lined up. And then you can actually do that segment we were talking about of pussy of the day or vagina of the day because you got
day-to-day
lined up.
Day-to-day vagina.
Day-to-day vagina. Would have been a good
Which
callback.
Might be a new segment here. And, you know, if you're here and you're one of my Christian fans, it's fine. It's part of the female anatomy, and it's good. All right, guys, let's take a second to talk about our friends over at Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. BlueChew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. BlueChew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it comes time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use promo code Mike at checkout. That's M-I-K-E. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, to receive your first month free. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring Mike Vecchione Investigates. All right, guys, let's get back into it. Robbie, there's a lot of possibilities with this, and I'm trying to be the alchemist. I kept doing the affirmation, I am the alchemist. I will take this bad situation, and I will find the good in it. Do you ever do that?
No, but it sounds like a good life skill.
Do you just spiral down? How do you bring yourself up out of... because I'm down now. Finally, the fans get to win and be like, oh, you keep preaching to us how to pull yourself up. Cold showers, deep breathing. But what about now, Mike? And you got me, fans. You got me. I'm down now. So I try to focus on being the alchemist. How can I turn this situation and turn it to my advantage? Do you ever do that? When something gets you down, like,
yeah.
What do you do? You're a smart guy. How do you pull yourself up?
My move is, and it's not that easy to do, is I try not to identify with my moods. And so I give a little bit more of my brain to my higher intelligence. And you can practice it.
You're Buddhist.
You went Buddhist on that last question. You completely transcended Gas Digital Studios.
It's worked well for me, though.
I think it has. I think it makes a lot of sense. And a lot of our fans out there, their heads are spinning. They even like put down the Cheetos and stop touching themselves for a second to go, oh, there is something, there's higher order thinking than just this base thing that I keep doing over and over again. Thank you for that. That was a big one. And we're focusing more on dramatic pauses. So if you guys are like, oh, there's no horn, there's nothing to fill the space, deal with it. Deal with it. In 2022, we're going to take more thoughtful pauses.
We're going to build tension.
We're going to build tension. I think Robbie said it best when he said we're going to build tension in 2022. We didn't even get to any of the segments yet. We're half hour in. This is going to go extra long, Shannon. I hope you've got a lot of time. I hope you don't have a New Year's Eve date to get to, you and Natalie, because you're contracted to be here, and I will put the hammer down. I'm in the firing mood, even though I don't have the power to really do that. Do I, Robbie?
I'll give you the power.
Well, yeah, I have the power now. I've got the brass digital, gas digital, brass digital execs in here giving me power. And I don't care that Shannon is friends with Ralph and works on 50 of his podcasts. It doesn't matter. Ralph is tall. And you know what they say? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Sorry, Ralph. Sorry you had to be the butt of that little joke, but I got hacked. I wrote this before I got hacked. So it's an intro to We Two Fan Questions. Thank you, by the way, from Tampa, Roe v. Wade. Thank you. And I don't care if that's not your real name. You are a scholar and either a gentleman or a lady.
You got fans that are pro baby murder.
We call it rights.
Okay.
Call it that. At the end of the day, you might be right, but it's rights.
I like the civil rights. My body, my choice.
My body, my choice.
Yeah, because I don't even like deciding what I want to eat for lunch. So yeah. You can have that one. Seems
yeah.
like a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a 36-hour fast. Now, because I've got tricked by a phishing scam, I'm looking to punish myself with a 36-hour fast. It will.
I would eat
once
so many
I pull
baked
the trigger
goods.
On it.
That's the other thing I would do to feel good.
So many what?
A lot of baked goods. A lot of baked goods, jerk off. You'll come right out the other side. That's like my spa, dude.
Bad and bad. Well, you had me with the transcendent thinking thing that you just said.
But then
you went base low, and it just we're in a ditch now.
But you need something to ease yourself into that
but
kind
it's
of
temporary,
mindfulness.
But it's what you're talking about is a temporary fix that leads to a downfall later. It leads to
no, it leads
a
to a
depression.
Nap, and then you wake up the next day refreshed.
I mean,
opt out for one day.
I hope that works for you. Our fans are touching themselves and eating bad nonstop, so I don't think they need that. Can you talk to them? Give them some advice?
Listen, if you're out there and you're not sure how to eat cookies, jerk off, go to sleep, and wake up refreshed, I encourage you to email me at robsnewsroom@gmail.com. I will gladly coach you through better practices for eating cookies, jerking off, and napping so that you can wake up in the morning feeling like a new person.
Well, that's Robbie's advice. And, you know, we support free speech here on this podcast, but his opinions are not necessarily opinions of me, this podcast, MVI, or the Gas Digital Network. But Robbie is a successful person. Thank you, Shannon. You saw what happened there. Through Robbie's speech, I almost got flustered and dropped the coffee.
I would love it if that, because you wrote it before you got hacked,
yeah.
If it was a poem about your love of Instagram.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's really tearing my heart out that this happened to me. And people are like, oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. It is a big deal. It's a big deal to somebody who puts this much.
And you're just trying to share jokes.
I'm just trying to share jokes.
You think God would be on your side?
You figure God would be on my... It's not God. It's this hacker is a person.
No, but I'm saying God would protect you from the evil people like this.
I didn't say the right prayers at church. Let's go to fan questions. This is the Christmas edition, and we usually do fan questions from our fans, obviously. But this is... we took some kid questions this year. Because, Robbie, I know
I get along with kids.
You get along with kids.
That's perfect.
So let's go. The first question is from Tyler. Is Santa Claus real?
Oh, for sure.
He's real?
Yeah, but you gotta pray to him. You gotta you gotta make him real. You know, if you treat him like he's real,
mm-hmm.
then he's real to you. Doesn't matter how old you get, you just gotta keep believing. keeps you youthful.
I think a lot of kids are torn because probably some kids at school go, it's not real, it's fake.
You got to beat the shit out of those people. They're ruining the Christmas. They're ruining, there's a magic to Christmas that you believe in this thing and it's going to bring you gifts and you get to feel enthused, and that's what being a kid's all about. And if some guy's going to tell you Christmas isn't real and Santa's not real, he's raping your childhood, and that's an act of an aggression. You got to kick the shit out of that guy.
Well, aren't these Jewish kids mostly who are saying that to Catholic kids? And then if you beat them up, it's a hate crime?
No, because you're learning at a young age why the world doesn't like Jews, and that's a valuable lesson. And it's because they're annoying, and it's because they'll do things like ruin Christmas, which is a magical time and place for young Gentile kids.
It's very magical for young Gentiles.
Yeah.
And the Jewish kids who want to buy in.
Yeah, that's true.
They're allowed to buy in, and Jews are known for that, buying in.
I agree. No one told you the Jewish kids.
What do you tell Tyler? What do you tell Tyler? Is Santa real? A lot of the kids at school are saying no. My parents are saying yes. Robbie, what do you tell him? Talk to him.
How old did he give you an age?
He's 9.
What? How old is the? Yeah, you should believe in Santa till you start jerking off. So unless you're jerking off already, you should still be believing in Santa. You're 9, so I'm not going to comment on whether or not you are. That's for you. That's for you in your heart of hearts. If you're not yet jerking off or smoking weed, then you're still a kid. You should believe in Santa.
Or what is sorry, I got rattled there. Santa Claus, you're saying Santa Claus is real. Does the supply chain have anything to do with Santa this year?
For sure. I mean, Biden really fucked things up, and that even affects Santa.
Isn't there a bipartisan way to look at this?
I wish there was, but at the end of the day, Biden's make changes to our energy policies,
right?
And he's decided to go with windmills, and those reindeers, they don't work off of windmills. It doesn't work. It doesn't create enough electricity, so there's a shortage of toys. And I wish it wasn't Biden's fault, but at the end of the day, it is.
Reindeers, you had me at I don't know if there's a plural for that, reindeers, but we got more questions. Hold on, I'm getting a text. I got a weird message from your Instagram account. That's the other thing. I'm reconnecting with a lot of friends because my Instagram account got hacked, and now they're texting me.
What's the weird
I got
message?
A weird message from your Instagram account. It's from this Instagram support who this guy is hiding behind. You're hiding. I got a weird message from your Instagram. I got a text back. I got hacked.
What's the weird message, though? So much mystery here amongst
don't
the...
Don't do it. It's not me. It's somebody disguised. I got a weird message. And then somebody else, that's Nick Tall. Nick, little Nick Nowicki. Do you know him?
But what's the weird message guy. That this guy's putting
I'm trying to talk to you about my friend who's a little person. And
does he still believe in Christmas?
He still believes it. He works it every year. Sorry. Buddy, I think your Instagram got hacked. Everybody knows this was a phishing scheme except for me. I'm the dumbest one of everybody I know in my contacts. Buddy, I think
at least
your
it gives you something to work on for the new year.
Yeah, I have a resolution now. I have a resolution. And it's got Liam Neeson's name all over it. Buddy, I think your Instagram got hacked. It did. I'm going to write back. It did. I'm on it. And I hope I can save the 20,000 and plus followers who are just going to be led right into hell, probably, if this guy has control of them. He's going to give them bad. He's already trying to take them the wrong way. It's the devil. It's Satan versus Jesus.
I have an idea for you. You know, Liam Neeson, his line was, I've worked my life to acquire a certain set of skills.
Yeah.
Maybe you should start today to acquire those skills, and then 20 years from now, you can track this guy down and get your vengeance.
Yeah, but what kind of skills? Tracking skills?
Or I think it's
knife,
tracking.
Knife?
It's murdering skills. Mm-hmm.
Those are two different skills.
It's torturing skills. That's a different skill.
I can
skill.
Do all that.
You can already torture people?
I can improv.
Okay.
I'm a good improv. I'm a yes and torture guy.
Well, I guess the problem is finding them. I guess once you get someone, anyone can wing torturing.
Cut off his fingers.
Yeah, you can wing torturing.
And shove them up his nostrils and then take pictures of it and post them on my new account.
Smart.
Let's get back to Christmas. This was a fine Christmas before I got hacked. Another question. Robbie is a chosen. He's not a Christian. For those of you, that's a little disclaimer I have to give you. If you're looking at him like a chosen, he looks like a chosen, and he looks like a Christian, but he's a chosen. So you're listening to a chosen comment on Christmas. Why do we leave Santa cookies and milk? Why?
Because like I said, cookies are relaxing, and if you're stressed out, they'll help you out.
I like the sentence you started, like I said, because it feels like you're losing your patience with us.
No, I'm
like
not.
Like I said.
Well, it's because you questioned the power of cookies, right. And I'm saying even Santa's fueled by cookies because he's got a stressful night. He's running around. He's trying to make these deliveries.
Right.
And so people are going, hey, we want to make sure that you can get to all the places you got to go. So here's some cookies that you, and Santa probably jerks off also, not at every house, but I bet he does it at some of them to make sure that he's nice and chill and he can get to all of his destinations.
Masturbation seems to be a big part of your process, Robbie. Is that true?
Well, you asked me for tips on relaxation, and so I was just trying to give people
Christian,
what I know.
Christian tips. They don't have to be Christian.
Robbie, you know, it'd be great to just put out a tray of reindeer, like cooked reindeer for him. He shows up, he thinks there's a nice barbecue, he's eating it, and he's like, oh my God.
He eats his own reindeer?
Well, you don't have to hunt his reindeer, but I still think it's probably traumatic to him to even be eating reindeer.
Reindeers.
I would think.
What you said.
Do you think when he retires them, it's like a horse, he puts them down and he eats them?
We're going to get to that. I don't want to do a spoiler alert, which I know it's... That's not what it's called, but I'm getting close.
Because I've always had church questions. I've always wanted to know about the wafers. I've always wanted to know about if he ever has to put down the reindeer. Like, I don't get to spend enough time amongst the people of Christ to get these kind of questions
answered.
Well,
you're spending a lot of time right now.
Do you think Santa gets pissed off if he shows up to a house and the cookies aren't good?
I think that, first of all, no one addresses this, and that's what this podcast is for. Santa is overweight. And people say, oh, he's jolly. He's fat. He's fat. And it's time to be honest with him. He's fat, and I don't care if he's magical. If he's magical, he could magically get on a vegan diet and lose some damn weight. It's a health risk. And the fact that people are leaving him cookies and milk, which he also might be lactose intolerant, is destroying Christmas. Maybe that's why inflation is the way it is. That's why the supply chain's backed up.
Santa's
They're
been slowed down, by the way.
He's fat. He's fat, and it's not that jolly to have high cholesterol and be 50 to 60 pounds overweight. Am I saying he should intermittent fast? That's what I would do, but I'm not endorsing that. I'm saying he could do whatever he needs to do. Maybe get himself a Nordic Track or what's killing all the children? Peloton. Kills families. All right, guys, I want to take a second to talk about our friends over at YoDelta.com. Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high? Well, then now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can get a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works, and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. YoDelta. Home of the Delta 8 that will get you super duper high. All right, guys, let's get back into it. Next question, Robbie. How does Santa get into your house if you don't have a chimney? It's a classic question that maybe a 3 and 4 year old wouldn't ask, but an 8 and 9 year old might. And that's from Christina with a K. How does Santa get into your house? Like Florida, how does Florida even get any gifts? They don't have fireplaces or chimneys.
This is a tricky question.
It is a tricky one.
And I would think Santa breaks in. Santa's not going to be denied.
Right.
Like, because he's a nice guy. You're supposed to have a chimney
for him.
He's
nice.
Yeah, you're supposed to have a chimney
for
him. That's what you're supposed to do. But if you don't have the chimney, you know, Santa's still like,
chimney.
I'm supposed to show up and bring
we
you guys.
We don't say each of the consonants. Say it with me. Chimney.
Chimney.
Yeah. Chimney.
Chimney.
He said chimney.
You know, I mess up some words every now and again.
It's okay, because we're all about learning here, and we're all about bettering ourselves. This is Sophia coming in. We're getting a text. Sophia says, hey, have you been hacked on IG? Just got a message from you in regards to copyright for me to log into. Hope your holidays have been well. And then she screenshot it. I have been hacked. And it's a living nightmare. I hope your holiday was good too. Reconnecting with friends. See, that's the bright side of this thing. You hacker, you think you could stop me? I'm actually communicating with people more than I ever have. People who haven't reached out in years are starting to reach out now because they're concerned.
Who came up with the chimney part? You know, you got a guy who's flying around, going to houses, delivering gifts. Why do they even need that part?
Why do they even need that part?
Yeah, it seems not nice to everyone without chimneys. It's like a discriminatory Santa.
It's discriminatory. What about people who live in tenements and apartment buildings like myself?
Or tents, or outside.
Yeah,
cities. How does Santa creep up on a homeless kid and give him his gift? Yes. He's just outside all night. That's terrible.
Which hopefully is some deodorant.
I'm starting to turn on this whole Santa thing.
Yeah, Santa is, he gets in my, we moved to Florida right about the time I was finding out about Santa. And my mother was like, he slips under the door, which is impossible because he's fat.
Did she explain he's that? Also, does he shrink?
Magic.
Does
you can explain anything with magic.
Right.
He's magic.
Santa finds a way.
He finds a way. He's magic. And then it's like, in New York, where does he park the sleigh and the reindeer? There's no parking here.
Wasn't he landing on roofs?
That's true. That's so, actually good. We actually got something there. He's landing on roofs, and that would alleviate the parking situation.
Yeah.
Good call, Robbie.
I wish I could land on roofs. I spent all day circling, yelling at people. If I could just land on a roof, that'd be great.
Flying cars. I'm getting another text. Man, these people are concerned about me. Man, that sucks. I was about to verify till I realized what's going on. Catch up properly soon when you're back in the city. Hopefully you get unhacked ASAP. There's a lot of well wishes here. Okay, this is an offer for a spot.
Or is it? It could be another phishing scam, dude.
It could be a phishing scam. I think I have a spot, and next thing they know, they've hacked my texts.
How can you trust
anything?
They're
texting everybody.
I would never trust technology
again. You're probably saying that because you're a smart guy, and you could tell who's fish scamming you and phishing. I can't. Okay, I am older than the digital age, even though I try my best, and I don't know if I'm actually getting scammed. So I show up to a spot, and it's a scam.
I just assume if there's an offering and a click here, I click it. I'm like, I want to see this. Let's see what's going on.
Let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
Curious people get punished.
Which is, that's a shame. They should reorganize the world. You should be rewarded for your curiosity.
You should be rewarded for your curiosity. Curious George would have been dead. He would have walked into a phishing scam a million times. And the man in the yellow hat, he can't do anything about it. Let's go to the next one. The chimney question is a very good one. And
what is the classic answer? Like, what do...
Under the door? He'll go under the door. It's explained through magic. It's explained with, like, he doesn't have to go through the chimney. He's magic. He can go in any way. Breaking in kind of sends the wrong message to children, because then they go, oh, I was just doing what Santa did to get some opiates. So you don't want to send that message.
No, because I think if you're on a mission, you shouldn't be denied, and that's the message of Santa.
Yeah, so as long as it's a noble mission.
I mean, even if you're sneaking in, you're violating someone's door. The door was locked, you know? So you're finding a way, whether it's breaking in or not.
Right.
So he doesn't leave the destructed door, you know?
No, he doesn't. He fixes it with magic. But you say you hold tight to the breaking and entering.
Well, even if he's sneaking in under the thing, he's still breaking and entering no matter what. Well, let's go with you definitions here. That's breaking and entering.
Yeah.
If I can get myself flat, you got a locked door, I'm going underneath it.
It's a predicate act.
Yeah, if they want to teach kids that Santa was welcome and came in, like, you know, in good terms, they should be leaving the door open with the trail of cookies, letting Santa know.
Letting Santa in instead of having him try to find his own way in.
Yeah, that's rude.
It is rude.
He's trying to bring gifts. About it.
Thank you for that outside opinion.
By the way, in the movie The Santa Claus, this is addressed because once Tim Allen becomes Santa Claus, each time he lands on a different roof, he grabs...
It converts.
He grabs the string to the gift bag. It lifts him up, and if there's no chimney, whatever little pipe thingy is on the roof, it expands, and a fireplace is magically created for him to go down through.
Magical fireplace, Shannon. Yes. You could have summed that whole two-minute soliloquy that you had up by just saying magical fireplace.
I don't like the person that this hacking is turning you into.
Thank you, Shannon! Thank you. For that intrigue and being our Disney correspondent, because I don't watch all the Santa shows, and apparently Shannon has that kind of time.
but a magical fireplace is amazing. Thank you for that contribution, Shannon, and I meant it as a compliment.
It's an answer to the question. It doesn't feel like a compliment.
Well.
What's the next question, Mike?
Do you think that Rudolph held any grudges against the other reindeer who called him names after he became useful to them?
No.
And that's from a kid named Rudolph. So he's probably experiencing a lot of the same bullyings.
I don't think it was grudges as much as he was like, look, I'm the shit now. So, like, he basked in the fact that now they all had to look at his ass, because he's the front one, right?
Right, he's the front.
Yeah, so I think he would fart on them, too. I think he would, like, be like, this is great.
Right.
We're going to take flight. And once Santa's distracted, I'm gonna let it rip on these people because they're stuck behind me.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, once those reindeers are locked into that thing, there's no getting out.
There is no getting out.
You don't get to break the ranks.
Sorry, Blitzen.
Yeah.
Which is a weird name anyway.
You're stuck. And Rudolph's pulling most of the weight.
Right.
You ever run a marathon?
No.
By mile 18, you're shitting your pants. That's what happens when you work that hard.
Have you ever run a marathon?
And I shat my pants.
Did you really?
No, you make preparations. You bring extra socks. You know, you go on the side of the road. You figure it out. But we're trying to talk about Rudolph farting on the other reindeers.
Rudolph.
The farting
reindeer. I don't know if I would be like that forgiving. If people made fun of me, I would always remember that. I was like, oh, you're our hero now. It's like, yeah, remember 10 minutes ago? When you were calling me all kinds of reindeer names, and reindeers can be vicious.
I mean, we see the way you're holding on to this IG thing, so I think it would be clear that if you got promoted to head reindeer,
right,
you'd be trying to get the other reindeers fired. You'd be going after their families.
Well, no, we need them to as labor. But
there aren't other reindeers that can't be replaced?
My nose is getting us through this smog. My nose. You're right about that. I think I would be a little bit arrogant. I don't think I would be arrogant. I just think that I would let everybody know that it was wrong for them to make fun of my nose.
You think amongst magical creatures, they would be of higher intelligence, that they wouldn't have to pick on.
That's a great point, Robbie. And also, isn't Santa, where does he come out on all that? He just lets this happen? He just lets it happen.
Yeah, if he's got so many magical powers, he should be aware of this.
He should be aware of it.
It shouldn't be like he's just sitting in the work camps.
Sleigh.
The sleigh? You think he hangs out on the sleigh?
He's sitting on the sleigh, and the reindeers are pulling it. And you're right, everybody is magic. And the fact that nothing is done about it until it's too late, until he's useful, is a crime. A winter holiday crime.
I'm upset about it.
I am too. And it's because of my Instagram being hacked, but also it's morphing into, it's an energy field that's...
You feel like you're taking it out on Santa
It's somersaulting
now?
Into something else. Why are there snowmen and no snow women? That's from Gwen.
Well, I feel like that's a trick question because you can absolutely build a snow woman.
Can you?
Absolutely. You throw some big titties on there, you get the nice balls on top.
Right.
Take a couple steps back. Get yourself some cookies and jerk off. That's a good day.
Robbie, you really go for it. And, but have you seen...
You never made yourself a snow woman?
No, never made a snow
then
woman.
Then knocked it over, just went for it right there, a little igloo hole, right where your wiener's supposed to go.
Oh, my
you
God.
You never made a day out of it, right,
Robbie,
on the front
this
lawn?
Is, you're turning this from a holiday app. This is for kids.
I'm just saying, that was a
this
trick
is
question.
For kids.
You never made a snow woman?
I never made a snow
I've
woman.
I made so many snow women. Every time it snowed, there wasn't porn
Are people
back
who
then.
Don't make snow women misogynists?
They're probably gay. You can mold a creature from scratch, and you're going to a fat snowman?
Yeah.
When you could have a big-tittied snow woman?
Yeah, but there's no songs about your thing. There's no songs about a big-breasted snow woman.
You know, I'm sorry that I'm more creative than all of you. I'm educating you.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Out
I
there.
Color inside the lines. So I color inside the lines,
I'm like,
and I go according to what the song
when,
says.
When you go around your lawn, you're rolling up that snow, you're putting the balls, you get another two balls, hole down there, you dress up the face however you want. You can get a magazine, you can paste it on there, you can make a smiley face, whatever you need to get your rocks off, but there's absolutely
no one's getting their rocks off, Robbie. And what about a non-binary snow person?
If that's what you're into, I'm telling you, you can jerk off onto whatever snowman you want.
But did people have a choice? Of the snowman or a non-binary snow entity?
You can build whatever you'd like.
What about a gender fluid?
Absolutely. It's a snow creature.
A snow human.
If that's what you're into. If that's the kind of snow creature you want to drop your jizz into, that's what you can build.
Oh, my God. I hope that the...
I'm open-minded. That's what I'm trying to say. You're closed
You're
off.
Open. last question, and this comes from Sheldon. This is a good one. Are elves disabled? I mean, we never really talk about it. They're small. Are they disabled?
I never saw them in wheelchairs or talking goofy.
They get around pretty
little
good.
Arms.
They get around pretty good.
I think this guy's mean that he's just assuming that because they're short and little.
Sheldon asked a really good question, though.
I think within their little universe, they're completely normal.
They're completely normal.
And
they're
so
just
you're,
smaller.
Yeah, and you're judging them with your.
I don't think this. You're getting judgment from this question, Robbie, and I'm not. I'm just.
Well, he's just assuming that because they got bigger ears and because they're little,
right.
they're
yes.
disabled, but they might be.
In great physical health?
Yeah, they might be. I mean, okay. Santa's fat and he's doing great.
Yes.
So these little teeny tiny weird looking people, they might be super happy.
That felt judgmental.
No.
I'm judgmental.
On their side. I'm saying
originally you were, but
I'm
then
saying,
you flipped.
I'm saying you can be little weird. Like, I'm not attracted to deers, but you know, deers like other deers.
Right.
So elves, like, I don't think I'd go to the North Pole and, you know, all like those little elf women. Maybe I could get into it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they'd bring me cookies.
Right. You would put out for food?
I mean, they probably got soft little hands.
Yes.
They can build anything, so they'd have lubricant.
Right.
They can make it work.
This is a very sexual podcast. We've gone very sexual. Okay, Shannon, I think it's time. You're going to love me for this. I'm about to win it back big time. Let's go to plugs.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. Always be closing. Always be closing.
I'm gonna have Heidi lick some caviar off my balls in the meantime.
This guy is a wrecking machine. And he's hungry.
Hi guys, thank you for listening. And thank you for watching the YouTube premiere every Monday at 9 p.m. And thank you for your 5-star ratings and reviews. Happy holidays. And please follow me. I don't know where, because I've been hacked. But I'll get back to you on where to follow me. But just generally support the podcast. We need a lot of help here at Gas Digital. We're not doing the numbers. That's why Robbie came in, to try to boost the numbers a little bit. And we just need some help. This is a very good podcast. Shannon and I work very hard on it. And I even do a one sheet now for structure and for to give it some kind of a backbone. So you can thank me for I keep working on the podcast. I keep working with you guys, and I think you're great, even though Shannon thinks I'm too hard on you. Please keep supporting us, and if there's a way other than Instagram that you could do it, maybe a TikTok or something, please do it. We love you, and happy holidays. Look for my dates, MikeVecchione.com. Hopefully that's still up and active. MikeVecchione.com. For future dates, Patrice O'Neill benefit is coming up January 18th, Tuesday. It's in New York. Please come to that. Patrice was a great comic. He's one of the best. So please come out and support if it's not already sold out. So thank you. Robbie.
I just put out the Run Your Mouth, End of Year Misinformation Spectacular. It is free on my YouTube channel, Robbie the Fire, all one word. Go check it out before YouTube takes it down, because it is spicy.
It's a spicy meatball.
Yeah.
Shannon.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. I'm not trying to rub that in your face, Mike.
That was a rub. That was clearly a rub. You notice I didn't plug any social.
Shots fired.
I was...
you can listen to my podcast, The Thing Is. Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And actually, Robbie was on pretty recently, so you can check that episode out. Wherever you listen to Mike Vecchione Investigates, you can also watch it live for free every single Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free. But the best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code MVI. You'll get a 1-week free trial, access to the episode sooner, access to every single episode we've ever done, live chat, HD version, and access to every single show on the Gas Digital Network, all for free for 1 week. If you hate it after a week, you can get rid of it, but you're going to love it. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, and of course, tell a friend. And if you have questions, comments, or your own investigation that you'd like to submit, send it to MikeVecchioneInvestigates@gmail.com. That's it.
All right. Well, it's been a tough episode, but you guys have got the fans. You've gotten us through. And Robbie has been here to pick up the slack. I've been having a tough one. And it happens sometimes. People have tough episodes, and there's no point in putting on a happy face about it. I just have to come and get it out and talk about it. So
you should take pride in that.
I am taking pride in it.
You showed up, and you
I showed up, game face on, ready to go. We've got to do the holiday stuff. We've got to get it out of the way because we're not going to have another chance to do it. So this is holiday situations and reactions. So I'd like to get your reaction. And Shannon, I would like to get your reaction. And if Natalie is so inclined, I would like to even get her reaction. First scenario, because we all get in, you know, I went home for Christmas. I just got back from Florida. Mother and sister and my sister's tiny dog who goes to the bathroom in the room that I sleep in. We keep the door closed, but the dog finds its way in there most of the time to do her business in the bedroom as a form of revenge. Anyway, we have these different, we're caught in different scenarios with people that we love and some people that we don't even know. And it's just interesting how you handle these situations during the holidays. So I'm going to throw the situations out and let's go through and each of you can tell me how you can handle it. Holiday situation one, carolers are singing at your front door. You give them cider, exchange pleasantries, and they leave. But then one comes back alone after, and he's been drinking, and he sings a couple of songs. After you express initial flattery, the songs get increasingly aggressive. After you've given the lone caroler a firm warning that you no longer enjoy his performance, he exposes himself to you without remorse. Your thoughts, Robbie?
This guy's fucking awesome, dude.
Great guy.
Oh my God, I'm bringing him in for beers.
Bringing
I like this guy.
Beers.
He's showing up.
Yeah.
He wants to spread so much Christmas cheer
wants to spread
that he's
something.
Singing past when you appreciate his right. singing, and then he exposes his wiener.
Yes.
That guy's a keeper.
Exposes himself. It doesn't say wiener here. You added that?
Oh, I just... Well,
you
what
added
was,
it?
What is he exposing? His nipples?
I didn't just said himself off? Inappropriately. Exposed himself. Could be what you said.
He told you a little bit about, too much about what happened to his Instagram over the weekend? Just like an emotional exposure?
Let's go to Shannon on this one. Shannon, same situation. You're a woman, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you.
He exposes himself after singing with a group. You heard the whole scenario.
Yeah. So as a female who lives alone, I wouldn't have let it get this far. Once he comes back on his own, I don't open the door. I say, please go away. And if he stays, then I call the cops.
Oh.
We don't get this far. When
okay.
it's a group, it's one thing, but he's drunk.
Really ruining that guy's Christmas.
Now, yeah. Now he's just like a drunk, crazy person singing outside of the house.
Okay, let me change one thing.
Okay.
He's hot.
No.
Still no?
A hot person can still kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. In a very sexy way.
Or Natalie. Just be really into cider.
He could be very into cider.
That's what I would do. I'd try to give her more cider to see if he goes away.
More but, cider.
Yeah.
You go the opposite direction.
What if
is
he shows
it,
up
is
with
it alcoholic
crazy
cider or is it just
Shannon calls
cider?
The cops on him.
I would
Shannon
call the cops on him if he didn't leave after the exposure. I would say if it got this far, exposure, close the door in his face. If he's still just out there, then I would call the cops.
That seems long and convoluted by the
it is.
By time.
I'm a very long
you
and convoluted
already have
person.
Been murdered in your home. You're begging for a Lifetime movie of the week to happen to you, Natalie. Next, I agree with Robbie. You invite him in for a little counseling. If you're a man, if you're a woman, I understand calling the cops. Second scenario, you are at church Christmas Eve with your family. Robbie, you're at church. Everyone is masked and socially distanced. You look up at the cross and see Jesus and then realize he is not wearing a mask. How do you proceed?
You got to climb up there.
Climb?
You got to climb up there.
In the mask?
Absolutely. No, you got to be wearing your mask.
Yes.
To climb up there and save Jesus. What is Jesus going to die?
Isn't that a violation of social distancing?
What, to climb the
to
the
climb
cross?
To climb to the cross.
No, you're looking at this the wrong way.
Am I?
Yes. You climb the cross, and firstly, you're showing off to all the women in that church your climbing skills.
Right.
And they're like, and the fact that you're saving Jesus, you are getting laid that Christmas for sure.
But
that is a room
Jesus
full
being...
of women who just saw you save Jesus and climb. That's a 2-for-1.
Do you put a mask on him? Do you get him down?
No, you don't want to take him down. He
no.
likes being up there at this
okay.
point. He's gotten comfortable. I know it looks uncomfortable.
It looks very
but
uncomfortable.
That's where he likes to be.
Crucifixion was the worst.
I mean, he was a carpenter. He could get himself down if he wanted to come down. Who understands nails better than that guy?
That's a very good point. Even though I'm not comfortable with you saying it, it's a very good point. Shannon, does it bother you that Jesus didn't have a mask?
No. So I feel like he's already died once and come back.
Right.
So I think he has natural immunity to COVID.
Oh my God. That's a good point, Shannon.
But what about the message to the kids that don't have natural immunity?
That's a good point also,
Shannon. They show
Shannon.
Up to church and they just see their Lord and Savior mocking them by not wearing a mask and saying, breathe in the fresh air.
Does it that send the wrong against... message, Shannon? Robbie makes a great point. Does it send the wrong message to the kids?
No, they're not Jesus. They can't do the things that Jesus has done and that can do. They can't compare themselves to Jesus.
But isn't Jesus in our hearts?
Yeah.
And don't you want to... mimic him as closely as you can?
Yes, that's what being a Christian is all about.
That would mean
Shannon.
They'd all have to like get dead and then come back to life.
Get dead?
But you can't do that, but you cannot wear a mask because Jesus is not wearing a mask and you can walk in his footsteps and be closer to the Lord.
No, I say no. I think it's okay for him not to.
I think the church better update this. I'm offended. I'm
Natalie?
Protesting church.
Robbie's
a mask
offended.
On Jesus.
Signal, sound an alarm. A Jewish person is offended. Natalie.
I agree with Robbie on this one. I would climb up there.
You would climb?
Yeah, I would climb.
You guys should get a room. last scenario. While making a snow angel, your neighbor starts some unnatural, involuntary movements. You grab her and yell, call 911, she's having a seizure. But she stops and says, that's just how I make snow angels. How do you confront the awkwardness?
This one's to me first.
Yeah.
So she was, you thought she was having a seizure within her snow angel.
Right.
You run over.
Yeah.
Where are you grabbing her? The hand?
And just,
you grab
a
shoulder.
I don't know. Let's not make it dirty.
And then I wasn't trying to.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. I just, everything was jerking off. So I thought that was
what
we were going.
No, no, no. I'm trying to be respectful.
Okay.
Of
you go over, you scoop the head, you scoop the, whatever the CPR, whatever the, you're scooping the head. She's, and then she stops.
She goes, I was just making a snow angel.
This is how I make a snow angel. I'm shivering. It's cold.
Well, I would try and de-escalate that immediately. And I would go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I, from afar, I thought maybe something, you were having like a seizure.
Right.
I didn't realize you had this much fun making snow angels.
Right.
And I apologize. You should enjoy making snow angels the way you like making snow
angels. How about, do you say that you're a doctor or something? Do you let that slip?
No.
I'm sorry. I have some medical, I don't like to say it. I'm a doctor.
No, because then maybe you got to be Jewy. You got to think if you say you're a doctor, then maybe you were doing like unlicensed medical care and you stopped her, and then maybe something bad happened.
Lawsuits.
You get sued. You don't want that.
Lawsuits.
Yeah. So you don't want
S-U-E.
You don't want to say you're a doctor if you're not a doctor. Not a good idea.
What about you have some medical training? Like I say that about this podcast. It's like, is this a medical podcast? No, but you can take medical facts from this podcast.
Right.
So I cover myself.
If you know enough medical training.
Right.
Then it might be worth going, listen, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I know some medical training and I thought you were having an episode. That's my bad.
Right.
Let's shake hands and you can go back to having a seizure in the snow.
Seizure in the snow. Shannon, how do you react to that?
Okay. If I would like to answer this as either a man or a lesbian.
Okay.
And
you grab her tits?
No, no.
Oh, my bad.
And then when she's like, oh no, I'm totally fine. And I'd be like, oh, I know. I was calling 911 because I thought that an angel fell from heaven.
Ooh.
That's a good line, Shannon.
That's way better than what
you
I said.
You brought your A game.
I feel so shitty about myself.
Oh my God, Shannon. That might be the best one of the entire podcast.
Shannon, can you give me more pickup lines? I feel like that would melt some ladies'
heart.
You
an angel from heaven?
Yeah, angel fell from heaven. Call 911.
That would work on you, Shannon? Would your own bullshit work on you?
No. I see right through bullshit.
Yes.
But I feel like that's how you get yourself out of that embarrassing situation.
That's hilarious and corny, but I love it.
It sounded really sweet.
Natalie, would Shannon's line work on you?
No, probably not.
Oh, you see through it, right? She's just trying to get in your pants. Right, Shannon? Isn't that what you're trying to do? Give her the mic back. Are you trying to get in her pants?
If a dude said that to me, I'd turn gay.
Yes.
Right on the spot. My
a Christmas
melting.
Miracle. Robbie's now gay.
Yeah, you make that discovery.
Yeah, it's a discovery. It's a discovery. That's what we're calling it now. Last one. I ran these together, so I made a mistake. It looked like one big paragraph. Your cousin insists on showing you the real tree he got this year. You finally agree and go to his apartment to see it. But then when you get there, it's a pot plant with three lights hanging off it. You are a DEA agent in a state where pot is illegal. What's your move?
Oh my God.
Your dumb cousin implicated himself. Now you have a decision to make. Do you call SWAT?
Now, why are you following your dumb cousin to the secondary Christmas tree? I feel like I would cut it off before I'm like, I'm here and I'm enjoying this party. Is he like retarded or something?
One of the rules, Robbie, one of the rules is you can't change the scenario.
My bad. My bad. I'll take a step back.
Yeah.
So I show
you
up.
You got led there. He's your cousin.
And I go, this.
Yeah.
Okay. And do I like this cousin? Like me?
Yeah, you like him. He's dumb. He's dumb. You like him, though.
I saw nothing.
Oh, really?
I saw nothing. I'm walking out of that room.
You're a corrupt DEA agent now?
I'm not corrupt.
No?
That's family. And yeah. I go, that's a lovely tree.
Right.
I like that you decorated it.
You smoke any of it?
No, I'm going back to the party, and I'm walking away.
Right.
Yeah.
Where there's plenty of legal CBD.
Exactly. And hopefully blue chews. Yeah. Get drunk and have sex with your aunt.
Yeah.
That's a holiday party.
That's pretty hot. Not that we're advocating for that, but we're saying that CBDs and blue chew are great products.
If you want to have sex with your aunt.
If not the last part. But
not like not relative aunt. Like
yeah.
the hot aunt that your uncle upgraded with.
Step aunt.
But your uncle was always shitty to you, and so now you get to cuck him out at the holiday party and have sex with the hot
but
old lady.
But a step aunt who shouldn't be in the bathroom when you get out of the shower?
Yes, she should not be there.
Not according to porn. According
to porn,
she
should
be there.
It's not your fault at this point because you're a DEA agent and you just had a traumatic experience where you had to ignore the fact that your cousin is dealing weed.
Yeah.
And you got to relieve some of that stress. And then they fed you blue chews and CBD. I mean, any judge would respect the call.
Camouflage can only cover so much up. That's the end of our scenarios. Shannon, quickly now, because we're an hour and 11 minutes in, this bonus content is burning a hole through the fans' face. Sizz. Let's go to Christmas crimes.
I don't know if you want me to read it.
Yeah, let's read the headlines. What are some Christmas crimes? I think there's 8 of them.
Okay, first one is, all I want for Christmas is beer or else. A 44-year-old South Carolina man was charged with domestic violence after stabbing a man with a ceramic squirrel on Christmas 2013.
Do you stab people with ornaments, Robbie? How is that received in the Jewish community?
You're wasting a perfectly good ornament. They don't like that. You know, you got knives. Why are we wasting ornaments?
Because of the holidays.
You because
stabbed with a squirrel?
Because they're so readily available?
Yeah. It's right there.
You mean it's on the tree?
It's on the tree. Grab whatever's on the tree and stab your partner.
But I feel like you're
not advocating for it.
I feel like you're going to smash your own hand. I don't feel like this is a good stabbing weapon.
Right.
That must be a real act of rage.
That is an act of rage, of holiday rage. Let's keep it holiday.
He also claimed that the man just fell on it and cut himself.
Of course.
Oh, that's a good one.
Of course. He fell on a squirrel.
But he actually stabbed him because he was irate that he didn't bring beer home.
Yeah.
From
you
where?
Bring beer home. When you say you're going to make a beer run and you come out, you get stabbed with a squirrel. My excuse would have been he got attacked by a real squirrel. And then
it turned back into pottery. It's a magical holiday.
It's a magical holiday. That's a good one, Robbie.
Okay, next one is, this Christmas I gave you my heart. Attack. And it was fake. According to police, a Florida man faked a heart attack in the aisle of a Jacksonville area Walmart in December, creating a distraction as an accomplice bolted with a shopping cart full of children's toys. Among the pilfered items were a motorized toy car and a Barbie glam vacation house. The dastardly pair, 27-year-old Gerard Dupree and 30-year-old Taurus Scott, somehow neglected to account for security cameras at the big box retailer, which captured every moment of the half-witted heist. Both were cuffed soon after and charged with grand theft with real handcuffs, not the purple plastic kind.
I think it would have been funnier if they would have been arrested with plastic handcuffs and a fake police investigation suit that's for sale.
Way more fun.
That would have been way funner.
Well,
has anything good ever happened at a Jacksonville Walmart?
It's always Florida, dude.
It's always,
And also, like, you're a 30-year-old. How do you fake a heart attack as a 30-year-old? That's not going to work.
Right.
You didn't think this went through. Unless you really look like you've done enough meth that you might be having a heart attack at age 30. And then the other guy got too greedy. I bet he actually got into the car and he was driving it out and just, like, grabbing shit.
Right.
That's not going to work.
Especially Barbie. He bought some Barbie stuff. Shannon, did you buy Barbie stuff when you were young? A dream house?
I don't know if I ever had the dream house, but I did have some Barbies.
Yeah.
I definitely buy them for my nieces.
I bet you did. Let's go to the next one, Shannon.
Brat gets angry over Nintendo Wii gift, fights girlfriend. New Hampshire resident Heath Blom and his girlfriend, 24-year-old Randy Young, were arrested in 2008 after a Yuletide fracas over a Nintendo Wii left both bloodied. Blom, 26, reportedly asked for a remote control airplane for Christmas and was dismayed to receive the popular gaming console instead. The couple argued and a brawl ensued. When Young went to leave, Blom allegedly grabbed her hair and in retaliation, she turned around and hit him. Sometimes video games do cause violent behavior, it seems.
Violent video games. People say it's not a thing, but apparently it is.
You gotta leave that guy. I mean, if he's asking for model airplanes.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
But what if he asked for a drone? That is cool.
But if you show up with a video game console instead of a model airplane, that's still a pretty nice gift. And if the guy's like, no, I wanted my planes, you want nothing to do with that
I think the answer
guy.
Is what you just said in the problem. It's a console. You console. 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 Let's go to the next one, Shannon.
Santa Claus is coming to Buffalo Wild Wings with weed. A man claiming to be Santa Claus was arrested in January when police discovered him giving away stocking stuffers at a local Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant, according to the Monterey Herald. Police booked... By the way, Robbie, I hope you don't hear it, but your phone is ringing out there.
It's way too loud. Yes. I'm literally sitting here going, why is my ringer so loud?
Yeah. Police booked the apparently well-intentioned but clueless Randy Lang, 57, on charges of furnishing marijuana after the man allegedly entered
Turning it into furniture? He had it re-upholstered?
Furnishing marijuana?
Yeah, what is furnishing marijuana?
Too.
It's Santa's bringing weed, Shannon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should that be forgivable during the holidays, Robbie?
What?
If Santa gives you weed.
I don't have a problem with
That's
weed
a crime?
Or Santa. I'm not bothered
That's
by this.
That's a crime?
No. I mean, of all the things you could be prosecuting,
I know.
A Santa showing up with weed?
I know.
And yeah, he was being sweet with it. Like, he went to the restaurant, and he was just handing out chunks of marijuana wrapped in napkins, and then even put a large amount of it in the bar's tip jar.
Something about that sketchy, though. He's just handing out free weed.
Yes.
You're asking for it. That's like a suicide by cop type thing.
Right.
Like, I don't know that I would smoke weed if someone just walked into a Wild Wings and handed me a big old piece of weed in a napkin. That's fucking weird.
What if it's dipped in something, too? It could be dipped in all kinds of hallucinogens.
Yeah. I don't trust this stand at all. I'm changing my mind.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
A reptilian Christmas story. Are you dreaming of a slithery, snake-filled Christmas? Donald Legas Jr. was when he was charged with stealing 3 snakes and a cash register from a Louisiana pet store. In December 2012, the owner of Delta Pets in Slidell summoned police after noticing that the store's door had been pried open and a $600 python and 2 boas were missing.
How much are the boas worth? If you're going to give me the number on the pythons, I want to know what the boas are worth.
Stealing snakes.
Doesn't say.
Stealing snakes is worse than weed for Christmas.
They ended up, the police canvassed the area and located a vacant building with a makeshift bed, 3 snakes, and a jail ID card with his name on it.
I didn't, maybe the snakes were for medical reasons. Okay, I didn't think that they celebrated, because it was like a weed comparison.
Oh, got it.
Some of them are going to fall flat.
I thought you were practicing the dramatic pauses. I was behind it.
I was wallowing in failure.
I was like, he's really good at this dramatic pause. Really does.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That's what the hackers rely on. I was going to say that I didn't think they celebrated Christmas in Louisiana. Robbie, anything else on that one?
I mean, criminals stole snakes. It's a weird story. I don't have much.
Okay.
Sorry.
My 2x4 just wants.
Is this the last one, Shannon?
No, there's.
I thought there's 13 for the 13 nights of Christmas.
Let's make this the last one. Okay, I'm
tired. Shannon, that was your chance to lie.
Investigation.
Yes, this is it. Last one.
Thank you.
Got a drum roll?
My two by four just wanted to say Merry Christmas. A mall Santa in Atlanta wasn't spreading the Christmas spirit when he beat up a woman with a 2x4. Police said that Elkin Donnie Clark, 49, hit 74-year-old Annie Ruth Nelson in the face and knocked her unconscious. Clark said he did it because Nelson had stolen $145 of Hershey's chocolate from him, but no one else could confirm the claim. Clark was arrested and charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault.
He had a 74-year-old woman in the face with a 2x4 for stealing chocolate?
Who has $145
worth? $145 worth of chocolate? Who came to that conclusion? Who measured the chocolate and got that price from the chocolate?
It's suspiciously...
$145 worth of chocolate? You're a Bitcoin guy. Does it translate?
No. Something about that's not adding up.
Something is not adding up. And that's what this podcast is about. It's about finding things that don't add up, confronting them, and then being befuddled. And then sometimes solving the problems, and then sometimes not, and leaving it in your hands.
Now, if that guy
decided... I'm talking to the listeners and the viewers on this one.
I don't think that's the first problem that guy solved with the 2x4.
Yeah.
That means that's your go-to thing. This is the first time he's busted for solving a problem with
the 2x4. What was his name, Shannon? Elkin David?
Elkin Donnie Clark.
Elkin Donnie Clark. Elkin? Have you known anybody named Elkin? I got to call my friend Elkin to get me out of this situation.
You actually know an Elkin?
No. I don't. I was being facetious.
If you had a friend named Elkin, I bet he hits people with 2x4s.
Probably hits people with 2x4s.
That's like your legacy. Right?
It's probably his legacy.
Do you think that maybe what she actually stole was like a bunch of drugs and he didn't want to say that to the cops? He's right. Like $145 worth of
chocolate
Hershey
is code. Chocolate is code for
crack.
Is it crack? Do people even do crack now? Yes. Bobby, you're in the drug scene.
I
never come across it. You know, it's not the circles I run in.
No.
No, it'd be interesting though.
It's more, you're more of a mushrooms guy.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not that big on them. Yeah. Every once in a while.
Just the holidays?
Yeah.
I get the Gas Digital holiday party, which was canceled, Shannon.
No, it was rescheduled.
It was also rescheduled.
We've been talking about doing a Shed Crack Night, but it hasn't come together yet.
What's Shed Crack Night? Well, is that something to do with the merch?
I do another podcast. It's called The Shedcast. Mm-hmm. And so we've been talking about doing a Shed Crack Night, but it hasn't come together. You want to come for a Shed Crack Night if we actually get it together?
It depends when it is, and it depends if everybody's going to be safe from Omicron.
Oh, we're the safest from Omicron. Once you're doing crack, you're clearing out everything. You're good. Yeah,
it clears out your nasals.
Absolutely. There's no Omicron once you've cracked.
There's no Omicron once you've cracked. Guys, this has been a very special episode. I have to thank Robbie for coming in. A Jewish coming in on a Christian holiday. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
I like to try and
your perspective on
as
everything.
Much as I can.
It was
I
a
like
big celebration. I know you're a very smart guy, so I like to have you in. You're very funny. You're very, you know, we had a lot of horns this episode. And because the laughter, we're about facts. We don't have time. If I had you said a lot of funny things. If I could laugh at everything you said, we'd be 4 hours. It would elongate the podcast. The reason people listen to this podcast is for in the investigatory. And if they laugh a little bit, they laugh a little bit. But we don't have time to get to all the laughs. That's why the horn is uniquely placed.
I mean, that's the way I do stand-up, so it's perfect for me.
Self-deprecation. That's why the fans love you. Robbie, thank you for joining us. And Shannon, we did good this episode.
I think you did great.
We made a lot of headway.
Yes.
And I drank some of your coffee, but only half a cup just in case you poisoned it.
Mike, we have to have a conversation.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah, why doesn't this count as a conversation, Shannon?
A separate one, because you've been so mean to me lately. The whole thing.
Oh wow, we're about to wrap and she throws that gauntlet down.
Crazy.
An hour 22
that's
in.
That's crazy. An hour 22 in, Shannon.
You can't end the podcast on that note.
We can't end the podcast on that note. Robbie's got a great point.
This was your
day. The sales department said we can't end on that.
This was your day to be bitter because someone hacked your Instagram and now this lady over here
Shannon's making herself the victim,
Robbie.
She's
taking it out on you.
You're making a great point.
And make this her moment.
And she looked up my thing and it doesn't exist now.
It doesn't.
And Shannon, you're piling on.
I keep checking and it still doesn't exist.
It still doesn't exist.
Shannon,
and Natalie thinks it's hilarious.
What's the beef? What's the beef with Mike?
No, it's fine. We can talk about it in another
episode. You can't
episode.
Cut him a break after
I have to
his
pee
Instagram
so bad.
You can't cut me a break?
I have to pee so bad, so I'll cut you a break.
Well, guys, this is a continuing saga. I don't know if Shannon's really upset, but I have to get to the bottom of it. Maybe I'll confront her during her ghosts and fighting.
No, this is on her. You don't bring
podcast.
That up at the end of a show like that. It's on her. That's bad etiquette. That's on her. It's now a her issue. You're in the clear. I pardon you. I absolve you from any guilt towards Shannon. I don't even know if this was an ongoing bit where you try and end with some sort of angst or something.
An ongoing bit.
But I'm telling you, that's on her. You walk out with your head held high and no Instagram account.
Well, that hurt. Double. For Shannon, for Natalie, for our valuable guest, Robbie, sharing his insights, I'm Mike Vecchio, and we'll see you next week. Guys, thank you for listening to Mike Vecchione Investigates. And if you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code MBI, you will get 1 week free. That's gasdigitalnetwork.com, promo code MBI, you will get 1 week free. Thank you again for listening to Mike Vecchione Investigates on the Gas Digital Network.